जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नन्दना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय यशोदानन्दना जय व्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत की जय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। The reading from 8th canto, chapter 3, text number 1. This chapter is titled as Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Shri Badarayanir Uvacha Yevam Vyavashito Buddhya Samadaya Manohriti Jachapa Paramam Japyam Prag Janmani Anushikshitam. Shri Badarayanir Uvacha Yevam Vyavashito Buddhya Samadaya Manohriti Jajapa Paramam Jabhyam Prajanmani Anushikshitam. Shri Padarayanir Uvacha Yevam Vyavashito Buddhya Samadaya Manohriti Jajapa Paramam Jabhyam Prajanmani Anushikshitam. Shri Vadarayani Vuvacha, Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, Yevam, thus, Vyavashita, fixed, Buddhaya, by intelligence, Samadaya, for concentration, Manaha, the mind, Riddhi, in consciousness, or in the art. Jajapa, he chanted. Paramam, a supreme. Japyam, mantra he had. లెర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్. ప్రక్ జన్మాని ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ బర్త్ అనుశిక్షితం ప్రాక్టీస్డ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్, దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎలఫెంట్స్ గజేంద్ర ఫిక్స్డ్ హిస్ మైండ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఆర్ట్ విత్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ చాంటర్డ్ ఎ మంత్ర విచ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ లెర్న్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ బర్త్ యాజ్ ఇంద్రదుమ్న అండ్ విచ్ హీ రిమెంబర్డ్ బై ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. పర్ఫోర్డ్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. సచ్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ ఈజ్ డెస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత 6:43-44. తత్ర తం బుద్ధి సంయోగం లభతే పర్వదేగికం యతతే చ తతో భూయ సంశిత్తో కురు నందన. పూర్వభ్యాసేన తేనైవ రియతే హి అవసోపి సహ. ఇన్ దిస్ వర్సెస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అష్యూర్డ్ దట్ ఈవన్ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఫాల్స్ డౌన్ ఈస్ నాట్ డిగ్రేడెడ్ బట్ ఈస్ ప్లేస్డ్ ఇన్ అ పొజిషన్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఈ విల్ ఇన్ డ్యూ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ రిమెంబర్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్. యాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ లేటర్ గజేంద్ర వాజ్ ఫార్మర్లీ కింగ్ ఇంద్రదుమ్న అండ్ సమ్ ఆర్ అదర్ ఇన్ హిస్ నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ ఈ బికేమ్ కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎలఫెంట్స్. నౌ గజేంద్ర వాజ్ ఇన్ డేంజర్ అండ్ ఆల్దో హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ అ బాడీ అదర్ దెన్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ఏ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈ రిమెంబర్డ్ ద స్తోత్ర ఈ హడ్ చాంటర్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్. యతతే చ తతో భూయ సంశిత్తో కురు నందన. టు ఎనబుల్ వన్ టు అచీవ్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ కృష్ణ గివ్స్ వన్ ద ఛాన్స్ టు రిమెంబర్ హిమ్ అగైన్. దిస్ ఈస్ ప్రూవ్డ్ హియర్ ఫార్ ఆల్దో ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎలఫెంట్స్ గజేంద్ర వాజ్ పుట్ ఇన్ డేంజర్ దిస్ వాజ్ ఎ ఛాన్స్ ఫార్ హిమ్ టు రిమెంబర్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ డివోషనల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ సో దట్ హీ కుడ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ బి రెస్క్యూడ్ బై ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపారేటివ్ దేర్ఫోర్ దట్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ చాంటింగ్ సమ్ మంత్ర. సర్టన్లీ వన్ షుడ్ చాంట్ ద హరే కృష్ణ మంత్ర విచ్ ఈస్ ద మహామంత్ర ఆర్ గ్రేట్ మంత్ర అండ్ ఆల్సో వన్ షుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ చాంటింగ్ చింతామణి ప్రకర సత్మసు ఆర్ నరసింహ స్తోత్ర ఇథో నరసింహో పరతో నరసింహో యథో యథో యామి తథో నరసింహ. ఎవరీ డివోటీ షుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు చాంట్ సమ్ మంత్ర పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ సో దట్ ఈవన్ దో ఈ మే బి ఇన్పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ హిస్ నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ ఈ విల్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈవన్ ఇఫ్ ఈ బికమ్స్ అన్ అనిమల్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఎ డివోటీ షుడ్ ట్రై టు పర్ఫెక్ట్ హిస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఫార్ సింప్లీ బై అండర్స్టాండింగ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ హిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ After giving up this body, one can return home, back to Godhead. Even if there is some fall down, practice of Krishna consciousness never goes in vain. For example, Ajamala in his boyhood practiced chanting the name of Narayana under the direction of his father. But later, in his youth, he fell down and became a drunkard, woman hunter, rogue and thief. Nonetheless, because of chanting, the name of Narayana for the purpose of calling his son whom he had named Narayana, he became advanced even though he was involved in sinful activities. Therefore, we should not forget the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra under any circumstances. It will help us in the greatest danger as we find in the life of Gajendra. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షుర్ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకతామయ్యం తతాతీశ్వపతాంతికం. యే కృష్ణకరుణాసింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత శ్రీరాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి. వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరూపస్య కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाश्वदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम्। The class is over because we had all the important things. This is such a wonderful verse. There are so many points there, but in the interest of time, maybe we can touch upon one or two things. And first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here. This is my first Srimad Bhagavatam class. I was asked to give, so I am here. Definitely I am not qualified to give Srimad Bhagavatam classes. There are so many advanced devotees here, and hopefully whatever I say, you can add more to this, so that we can get something tangible out of the discussion, because that is the main important aspect of discussing Krishna Katha. We can discuss about different pastimes, and we can appreciate, Gajendra did this and did that, and then we might forget. But what is more important is how we can apply these teachings, what we can learn from each and every verse, so that we can apply in our own daily life, so that we can advance in this, in our own Krishna consciousness, so that when we have when we are put in a situation like Gajendra, we will be able to call out to Krishna. So we will touch upon some of those. Again, we don't have so much time, and I don't have any realization. So I will just share a little bit based on whatever I heard. There are few major points. One of the important point in this verse is the gratitude Krishna feels is indirectly addressed in this verse. Because even if you do little bit of service to Krishna, he remembers that. We might be doing 110 different nonsense things, it doesn't really matter. But if we just go and do a little service, maybe plucking a flower from the garden and bringing it to the deities, or even appreciating devotees, or cleaning the temple, or whatever it might be, even a small thing we do for Krishna, he remembers. And it is not that we do some service today and he remembers only today. Even if we did something millions and billions and trillions of years ago or lifetimes ago, he still remembers, and he rewards accordingly. So that is one thing which is immediately very obvious from the verse, how grateful Krishna feels. And as we know, Krishna is the reservoir of all the qualities in fullness. And when we have such a perfect master as Krishna, who feels so grateful for even a small service rendered by his devotees, as practicing devotees, we also need to cultivate that particular quality. Because the spiritual master is planting the seed of devotion in our heart. And when we chant the Maha Mantra, so it is watering that seed of devotion. So we can have a perfect seed of devotion. We can have a pure devotee spiritual master who is giving us like, you know, the perfect seed of devotion. And we can be like, you know, nicely chanting, and we can be pouring like a lot of nice water for that seed to grow. But still it is not going to grow nicely unless the soil is going to be really fertile. We need to till the soil, and we need to make sure that the soil is very, very fertile. And the tilling or making sure that the soil is perfect is our own endeavor of cultivating different qualities. And there are like a couple of qualities which are very important. Gratitude is one of them. Gratitude, humility, and tolerance, these are the qualities which will like help us in making sure that the soil is fertile. Otherwise, other two things just by themselves are not going to do that much. So we need to make sure, we need to strive to cultivate these qualities. And in this case, like, you know, like we are mainly discussing about gratitude. And gratitude is, in some sense, we can say that gratitude is the most important quality a devotee should cultivate. Because when someone is feeling grateful, he or she can easily be humble. He or she can be easily be tolerant. All other qualities will automatically be manifesting when we cultivate the quality of the gratitude. Then one might ask, how am I going to, or how to cultivate the gratitude? Like, you know, like in this case, because Gajendra remembered the verse he chanted, like, you know, in the previous lifetime. So in our case, our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them were mercifully giving us the Maha Mantra. Like, you know, again in the purport, Srila Prabhupada was talking about, like, you know, like how great Maha Mantra is. If we even understand little bit about the greatness of the gift we received, like, you know, receiving this Maha Mantra, often, like, you know, we take it for granted. Because every day, like, we are chanting, and then whenever we come to the temple, everyone is chanting Maha Mantra. So we get used to Maha Mantra. We, like, you know, like, often we might not appreciate how great Maha Mantra is. It is said in one of the Upanishads called Kalisantarana Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Swatashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmana Nashanam, Natap Paratharo Payaha, Sharva Vedeshu Drishyati. These 16 syllable mantras which is mentioned in the previous verse, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the greatest of all the mantras. You can go and do research for billions and trillions of lifetimes. You can go and search in Vedas, all different Vedas. You can search in Vedantas. You can search in, like, you know, like Upanishads. You can search in Vedanta Sutras, Puranas. It doesn't matter what kind of scriptures you are going to, like, you know, like search in. After doing a thorough search of all these scriptures, you will not be able to find any mantra which is superior than this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that's what, like, you know, the Upanishad is telling. Then we can understand, like, you know, like how great, like, you know, the Maha Mantra is. And our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them, they were freely giving us the greatest of the mantra. So when we, like, you know, like if you did any kind of research, like, you know, like if you need to, like, you know, do a small, like, you know, someone, let's say, like, you know, like you want to, you are asked to give Srimad Bhagavatam class tomorrow. Tomorrow is Prabhupada's day. Let's say on Monday you are asked to give Srimad Bhagavatam class, then you might be searching, like, you know, like different references so that we can share something which makes sense, like, you know, which is scripturally based. So even for us to do that kind of research, it takes a lot of time. and what to speak of researching the entire Vedic scriptures. And we have only a fraction of Vedic scriptures available right now. And the Upanishad is not talking about whatever is available. Upanishad is talking about whatever is available and whatever is not available as well. So it is going to take us so many lifetimes even to, like, you know, do that kind of research. But our disciplic succession is so merciful, they don't even want us to do, like, all this kind of, like, you know, like, wasting time and doing all this research, because, like, you know, like, one of the main symptoms of Kali Yuga is that we are so dull-headed and we live for a very short period of time. Even if someone is going to ask us to do research on, let's say, the first chapter or the first verse of the first chapter of first canto, still in this, like, you know, in this lifetime, we will not be able to really understand that. So because of that, our disciplic succession is very, very merciful. So mercifully, they are giving us the Maha Mantra. Like that, if we think about all the gifts we received and how great these gifts are, then we can naturally develop the gratitude. Like that, there are, like, you know, like, so many things. Especially, like, you know, like, with Maha Mantra, it is so great that often, like, you know, like, it is a very good practice to, like, you know, like, before we chant, meditate on the glories of the Maha Mantra, so that we can do a good job in, like, you know, like, while chanting. Otherwise, we will try to just push the bead, like, okay, I have to, like, you know, chant 16 rounds. I allocated 1.5 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour, 15 minutes, depending upon how fast someone is chanting. We will be, like, you know, trying to push the bead. And once we are in the last bead, we are like, wow, it feels more like we are merging into Brahman. Like, you know, like, we feel so happy. Oh, like, I'm done. I don't even want to look at my bead bag until tomorrow. The reason why often we might feel, and I don't know, like, about others, often I feel like that only. The reason why we feel like that is because we are not feeling grateful to whatever we received, because we don't understand, like, you know, how wonderful the gift of, like, you know, chanting the Maha Mantra is. So this particular verse is kind of an inspiration for us, that even though Gajendra chanted in his previous lifetime, still Krishna, he was so grateful, he made an arrangement so that Gajendra can remember that particular verse, and by chanting that verse, like, you know, Gajendra was chanting the verse, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared personally to save him. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the importance of, like, you know, like, how important it is to chant different mantras, especially the Maha Mantra. So we have to chant that. In addition to the Maha Mantra, Prabhupada is mentioning about Narsinga Stotra and also Brahma Samhita. And also different devotees chant, like, you know, like, other mantras. One thing which we can often see is that those devotees who chant, like, you know, like, different prayers, like Queen Kunti's prayers or Prahlad Maharaj prayers and all those, whenever they are idle, we can see that they are not just sitting idle. They just, like, automatically they chant. Because when the power of these mantras is that once it goes into the mind, it will not, like, you know, just stay there. When you don't have, like, anything else to do, like, you know, like, you will be maybe, like, washing the pots or doing something, you will be, like, automatically be chanting. If we don't, like, you know, engage our mind in chanting, like, mantras and all those, then what we will do, like, you know, mind is going to do 110 different things. Mind will be thinking, I don't know who is cooking breakfast today. Hope they are not making khichdi. Every day they are making same khichdi. Maybe they made, like, you know, like, something nice. Hopefully it is someone's birthday. They might have made, like, you know, they might be making pizza. Like that, you know, like, instead of thinking about, like, you know, like, Krishna, we'll be thinking about, anyways, thinking about Krishna's prasadam is also great. But the problem is, we think before it becomes prasadam. Like, you know, right now, the offering is not done yet. So you'll be like meditating about on Boga. Even before Krishna is like, you know, honoring the Boga, we will be mentally honoring everything. So that is like, you know, the power of the mind. If we are not going to give positive engagement to the mind, it is going to roam around in so many different places. So that's why it is very, very important for practicing devotees to, like, you know, learn different mantras so that, like, you know, our mind is going to be used to remembering and chanting these mantras. And another important point in this verse is Krishna's assurance. In so many different places, like, you know, Krishna mentions that even a small progress made in this path of Krishna consciousness is never lost. So we can see this in so many different pastimes, not just in Gajendra's pastime. We can also see in Ajamila's pastime and, like, you know, Bharat Maharaj's pastimes. There are, like, you know, scriptures is filled with so many different pastimes where this point is emphasized again and again and again. So that is a great assurance for all of us. So we might be, like, you know, like, going through different tribulations in our own Krishna consciousness or in our life. But even the small progress we made, even a small service we rendered, Krishna remembers all those. And he gives the assurance that we are not going to lose any of our devotional credit. So in the next lifetime or lifetime after the next, whenever it is, we will be start off from wherever we left off. That's why we see that there are, like, you know, like, so many devotees. As soon as they come in contact with the devotees, they give up, like, everything. Or immediately the first day they contact devotees, the devotees say that, oh, like, you know, like, we chant 16 rounds. They say, okay. Like, you know, give the bead, and then they start to chant 16 rounds from the first day. How come they do that? Because they are starting off from wherever they left off in the previous lifetime. So that is, like, you know, like, another thing which we have to, anyways, actually there is a side point to that. We cannot, though it is not directly related to the verse, because we are talking about how devotees taking off from wherever they left off, we should be very, very careful about associating with devotees and making sure that we are not going to judge them. Who knows? Who, like, you know, like, you, we might be thinking that, oh, like, you know, this person is not waking up very early, not coming for Mangalarti, or whenever he or she washes the pots, there are, like, a lot of dirt there. He or she doesn't even know how to clean the pot. What to speak of cleaning the art? I am like, totally convinced this person's art is going to be layered with tons and tons of dirt. I don't think this person is going to make any advancement because they are not doing all this. Like that, often we might think, but we should not do that because, like, obviously, like, you know, criticizing devotees is not at all a good practice, but we don't know, like, you know, like, where they are, like, you know, like, situated. They might be, like, you know, like, great devotees, but they are put in right now in this particular lifetime in a situation where they might be acting in a way they are acting. But when they are given the right opportunity, we will see actually, like, they might be, like, pure devotees are so advanced devotees. Like, you know, like, for example, Bilwa Mangala Thakur, he was going to prostitutes and that and this and whatnot. But when the moment was right, he just gave up everything and he is the greatest devotee. And those who might have associated with him when he was in a degraded, like, in a seemingly degraded position of, like, you know, like, having the association of prostitutes and all those, then people might have thought, what is this? This person is not even a devotee. So I don't even want to, like, you know, like, associate with him or they will be like blaspheming and all those. So we need to be very, very careful. So that is a side point, which is really important for the practicing devotees. But Krishna's assurance is really important because, like, you know, that gives us the enthusiasm for moving forward. So it doesn't matter, like, you know, like whatever is our level of Krishna consciousness, if we try to do better and better and try to render like as much service as possible to Krishna and his devotees, he is going to make sure that, like, you know, like we are going to continue in this particular process. Actually, in this regard, in scriptures it is mentioned that Krishna consciousness is so great that once someone involves in Krishna consciousness, once someone, like, you know, gets into Krishna consciousness, they don't have any way out. Once you get in and then, you know, get darshan of Kishore Kishori, your life is done. You can try to run away from Kishore Kishori. How long you can run away from them? You can run away for few days, few years, maybe at max few lifetimes. But they will create a situation so that you will come back and take shelter of Kishore Kishori again. Actually, in scriptures it is mentioned that devotional service is so powerful, it is like someone jumping in a river in the jungle, like, you know, typically, like, you know, rivers in the jungle or in the mountains, they are like very, very forceful. They are so forceful, once someone gets in the river, they don't have any way out. They are just stuck. Only time you are going to come out is, like, you know, like when the river is going to merge into the ocean, you are going to, like, you know, emerge. So you cannot, like, you know, like come out because it is so powerful and there are so many rocks and so many trees, like, you know, like fallen down. Even if you try to get to the shore, you will not be able to. So it is a bad analogy in the sense that it is a bad thing. But devotional service is compared to that. Once you get in, there is no way to get out. So that is, like, you know, something really reassuring. So again here, like, you know, Krishna is, like, you know, assuring, like, you know, there is no loss. If you run away from me, it's fine. In next lifetime, I will remember, like, you know, remind you. So that is, like, you know, something which we can look forward to. So hopefully, like, you know, all of us will get enthusiastic about, like, you know, strengthening our own Krishna consciousness because of, like, you know, these assurances given by Krishna. And we already, the third point is, we touched upon this little bit earlier. Our efforts are really important. As we saw the analogy of, like, you know, cultivating these qualities are similar to cultivating the land so that the creeper of devotion is going to grow nicely. So it is our duty to make sure that we are going to cultivate different qualities. And one word which is, like, you know, very important is the last word, like, you know, in this prayer, Anushikshitam. What does it mean? Practice. We need to, like, you know, like really practice chanting Maha Mantra or, like, you know, like all other prayers. Practice, like, you know, like as we say, practice makes the man perfect. So we need to practice. And in here, it is not just practice. It is Anushikshitam. It is not a practice, like, you know, like I come up with, like, you know, like some, like, way because I feel that, oh, chanting one, like, you know, like mala which has 108 beads is too much. It takes me forever. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, invent something. Please don't try it at home or in the temple. So, like, you know, like I have this garland, it has probably some 30 different, like, you know, like flowers. So from today onwards, I am going to chant. like you know, like my maha mantra in this, it is like a bead, like you know, Krishna is wearing like a bead, so why not like you know, consider this as a bead. So like that, you know, like often we will, anyways, I'm just making a point, please don't take me like seriously, like you know, like the reason why I am mentioning this is, when we say practice, it is not a practice which we come up with. It is not a practice which is made out of convenience. It is anushikshitam. Anu means we need to follow. Follow who? The Mahajanas. We need to follow our disciplic succession. If the spiritual master, if Srila Prabhupada, if they are going to say, chant 16 rounds on this bead, then we chant on this bead. We don't like you know, come up with like our own ideas and then like you know try to follow. The main disadvantage of Kali Yuga is that we try to always find shortcuts. Like you know, like the spiritual master might be giving a very very clear instruction, but we try to find some loopholes and then find all this and find a little shortcut so that we don't need to work very hard or all those. So that tendency is like always there. That's why it is really amazing to see how scriptures, they understand our tendencies. They make sure that everything is crystal clear. Even if you don't want to understand, they make sure that we understand. It is anushikshitam. We need to follow in the footsteps of, like you know, like the acharyas. We need to practice. And the final point, though there are so many points, I will just make like one final point. The, like you know, this verse also talks about the attitude of the devotees. The attitude devotees need to cultivate when faced with turbulence. Here we can see that, like you know, like Gajendra, he was fighting with the elephant for like 1,000 years, and he was like you know trying his best to fight. Like not the elephant, like you know, fighting with the crocodile for 1,000 years, he was putting his best effort. But when he learned that all his efforts are not giving any results, then he turned to Krishna. He remembered, like you know, by Krishna's arrangement, he remembered the verse he chanted in his previous lifetime. Then he called out to Krishna. And probably like in the next verse, like in the next few verses, we might learn about this more. He did not tell, like, you know, he did not say that, like, you know, like he chanted the mantra and then said, Lord, please save me. He did not say that. He just said, like, you know, he chanted the mantra. He said, like, you know, I am all yours. You do whatever you want to do. Then the Lord came. So that should be, like, you know, like our mood. When we are in tribulations, always like you know, in material world, there is always going to be ups and downs. So we are going to have problem. If we don't have problem, or if we think that we don't have any problem, there is a problem with that particular conception. So because there is always going to be problem. Because we are becoming devotee or we become devotee doesn't mean that problems will disappear out of thin air. Even devotees have problems. Like we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, he was faced with so many difficulties when he came to the West to preach. It is not that he did not have difficulty. But what is different is how we face the difficulty is going to be different based on our consciousness. Based on whether we are devotees or not devotees. So that kind of attitude we need to cultivate. Whenever we are put in any kind of difficulty, we need to take shelter of Krishna. So that is something which is very important. Hopefully we will not face with any big difficulty like Gajendra was facing. We don't need to face like, you know, with fighting with a crocodile in the river. Probably like we will lose. We don't have like you know that much strength to fight a crocodile. So hopefully we don't need to go through that kind of difficulty. But even a small difficulty, like you know, like when we have the difficulty, we can take shelter of Krishna. Let me see whether there are any other like last points. Anyways, this verse is a very, it has so many different, like, you know, there are like layers and layers of teachings which we can learn. But yeah, we will not be able to go into like all the details. First of all, I don't have the realization, though I'm just saying few things based on whatever I heard. But my request to like everyone assembled here, everyone who is listening to this lecture now or later, is that let us meditate on this verse, and where there are like so many different instructions, and let us meditate on those instructions and see how we can implement those instructions in our everyday life. One of the instruction is the attitude. How can we cultivate this attitude of taking shelter of Krishna when we are faced with adversities? And second instruction is our effort is really important. Though Krishna is giving he is mercifully, though spiritual master is giving the mercy, even when we run away from the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, they are chasing us after and giving us their mercy. So even though their mercy is there unconditionally, even though we might be chanting and watering the root, but still, if the root is not deep enough, even if we have the smallest of tribulation, the entire plant is going to be uprooted. If the root is going to become deep and deep and deep, even if we have the greatest of tribulations, like what Gajendra faced, we will not be even moving a bit. So that's why, how come the root is going to become deeper and deeper? It is by our own effort of cultivating different Vaishnava qualities, starting with gratitude and humility. So that is another instruction from this verse. And final instruction is that it is a constant practice. We need to practice with enthusiasm, because Krishna is giving his assurance that I will preserve whatever devotional practices progress you made in the future lifetimes. So we need to be enthusiastically following and practicing whatever we hear, the chanting of Maha Mantra and different mantras. So let us meditate on this and see how we can actually use these instructions in our lives, so that we can become better devotees. So that is what I have to share. Thank you so much for tolerating. If you have any questions or comments or corrections, Subal Prabhu and Krishna Archana Mataji will answer them, or Jitendriya Prabhu will answer. I will volunteer them. So, any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your lecture, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
You made two very powerful points, and it creates, it's created a sort of apparent contradiction in my mind, and I'm hoping you can reconcile that. One point you made that's quite nice is that, the moment you see Kishore Kishori, your material life is finished. There's really no going back. Maybe you'll go for some time, but eventually we'll come to that point where you're engaged in pure devotional service. Mm-hmm. And there's many cases in Shastra like that, just by taking Charanamrita once, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of this thing, Srila Prabhupada once said to someone that, I have temples all over the world, and the man he was speaking to said, no, you don't, you're just a pauper, right? And he said, oh, I do, but I'm only separated by time. Mm-hmm. They already exist. So in a sense, we're already pure devotees. And yet you also referred to Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, there is no loss or diminution in this process. and any progress you make is carried over.
Mm-hmm.
So in the one sense, we're already pure devotees, but in another sense, we're making progress. And my question is, what is this progress, and where is it sort of stored, so to speak? Because you see what I'm trying to ask?
Yes. Thank you. So let me try to attempt, and then later some of the senior devotees can add if I missed anything. There is no apparent contradiction. So in many places in the scriptures, it is mentioned that becoming Krishna conscious or becoming a pure devotee, how long it takes, it just takes 1 second, not even a second, because we don't understand one zillionth of a second. So scriptures say that 1 second, so that at least we can relate to. It just takes less than a second to become a pure devotee. Then one might ask a question, then how come I am not a pure devotee yet? It takes 1 second or less than a second. It takes less than a second if our attitude is proper. Typically what we try to do is we try to put one leg on the spiritual life, one on the material life. We don't want to leave our material conceptions. We, often the problem is with the more one is philosophically inclined, it becomes much more difficult. We can understand, based on scriptures, once you get in the spiritual life, everything is automatically taken care of and all those. If our conception is not correct, then what we will do? We will take it for granted. Oh, okay. It's fine. I am a pure devotee after all. Why in the world I need to come for Mangalarti? I don't need to do anything. So let me just sit back and relax and do something else. The problem with that particular approach is that it is going to create lot of side effects. When our conception is not proper, then we can make offenses. We can make offenses to the scriptures. We can make offenses to the Vaishnavas. We can make offenses to Krishna. So when we make these kind of offenses, especially Vaishnava aparad, when we make them, we are done. Though there is assurance that once we start the process, the success is assured. But one thing which can uproot that is Vaishnava aparad. And when we take it for granted and when we have a lackadaisical approach, that everything is fine, I am a pure devotee. So let me just, if it takes 5 trillion year lifetimes, what is the big deal? I am an eternal soul after all. In terms of eternality, 5 trillion lifetimes is nothing, right? So it is nothing. So I can take the chance, I will wait for 5 trillion years, lifetimes. What is the big deal? The big deal is that later on it is going to be very, very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. So unless we are going to be really strong, we will not be able to make lot of progress. And then based on our attitude, the progress is going to be incremental. If our attitude is really nice, we can make a giant leap. Lord Hanuman, he just took one leap from India to Sri Lanka. One jump, he was just there. So that we can make a giant leap if our attitude is correct. And if our attitude is not correct, though there is assurance, it is going to create different kind of samskaras where we will make offenses for sure. Because this kind of approach is the right place for making different kind of offenses. Once we make offenses, we are done. So there is no apparent contradiction, but we need to, though there is assurance, we need to try our best to not take one more birth, because we already can see, like, you know, life in this material world is becoming, like, you know, like more and more and more difficult. People are, like, unnecessarily fighting, and, like, you know, even for apparently no reason people are fighting. And think about how the situation would be in, like, 100 years or 50 years. And then we are saying, like, oh, okay, let me take one more birth. And then it is going to be much more difficult to practice. And if we have that kind of approach, like, you know, let me take one more birth, anyways, I will become a pure devotee one day, then it is going to become more and more and more difficult. Unless we are going to be very strong, it will be very, very difficult. Hopefully, it answered your question at least somewhat.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. So, I think Subal Prabhu wants to add something.
Yes, I want to add to what you said. Also, for thank you so much. It was a very, very nice class.
No, thank you, Prabhu.
We hope, you know, we can have the opportunity to hear you more often too.
I think after today's performance, I'll be permanently fired.
No. It was very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One thing to add to your answer to Jayanita Prabhu is, in one sense, we are pure devotees because we are a pure spirit soul, and our predicament right now in this material world is that pure spirit soul is covered by all kinds of layers of material conceptions, and the progress is just the removal of those layers. But right now we're in the process of uncovering our, you know, status as a pure spirit soul. And so, in short, like that, just to add. And a comment also on a point that you make, that from the purport, that we should not take devotees for granted, actually, because we don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know. Prabhupada even mentioned in the purport that even animals, even as an animal, you can still remember Krishna, which is quite far out. And brought me to mind a cat in the Brooklyn Temple. That it was, you know, a cat that has, you know, VIP status, you know, in the Brooklyn Temple. We regular devotees, the temple, you know, head pujari at that time, and, you know, also became temple president. He was very strict. I mean, his level, his standard of worship is, you know, is famous worldwide in ISKCON, Ramabhadra Prabhu. But he was very lenient with his cat somehow or other. The cat will be in the pujari room, you know, like that. You know, we were shoo, you know, the new devotees were shoo out the pujari room, and the cat was there. So, you know, you may criticize the cat, you know, what's this, you know, I mean, it's a much richer, you know. However, that cat left his body in the altar. So, who can understand who this cat was? You know? I mean, he lived his whole life, he died of old age, blind. I mean, he was so old that he became blind. So that this cat walking around and hitting a wall, you know, like that. But the cat, after so many years of service to Radha Govinda, left his body in the altar. So just an example, you know, that indeed, you know, we can be so casual about dealing with the devotees. We should always be with respect. And understanding that, you know, that there's a devotee, you know, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. So devotees are very special. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for adding. Anything else? Okay. Prabhu, would you like to add any point?
Mangala Thakur. you were explaining. But then I heard, you know, there was one thing that was a little controversial. Prabhupada said we shouldn't be attached to women or men who are too attached to women. So he's another example of, you know, he was pretty attached, I guess. You know. So can you explain that?
So can you repeat?
Can you explain the difference from what Prabhupada said and what you're saying?
That can you repeat it again so that?
Well,
I can...
Prabhupada said we shouldn't be associated with men who are too attached to women. Or you've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to see the difference between what you're saying and what Prabhupada says in regards to that statement.
So about Vilumangala Thakur?
Yeah, I mean, he was an example you were giving. You
know? Yeah, so there are... The main, based on my understanding... The main idea is that, like, you know, like when we see any devotee, even if they do things imperfectly, we should not judge them or we should not criticize them. It doesn't mean that if someone is, like, you know, like too attached to certain things, like either wealth or like followers or whatever it might be, and if we are going to associate with them, if our own Krishna consciousness is not strong, we will try to follow in their footsteps. So we will be like attached to material things. So the caution is that we should not criticize devotees, but it doesn't mean that we, like, you know, after today's class, every one of us is going and saying that I'm going to associate, I'm not going to discriminate between devotees. Obviously, like, you know, scriptures specifically mentions about Kanishtadhikaris, Madhyamadhikaris, and Uttamadhikaris, how to associate with different levels of devotees in different capacities. We do associate with devotees, but in a different capacity. So we need to discriminate devotees, but we cannot discriminate against devotees, or we cannot criticize devotees. If we are going to criticize devotees based on their particular circumstance, we will be doomed. If we are not going to discriminate, again we will be doomed. Because unless we are, like, you know, someone like Srila Prabhupada can, like, you know, associate with everyone, but still he cannot be, like, you know, like, he is not at all contaminated because he is a pure devotee. Unless we are a pure devotee, we need to be differentiating between different levels of devotees and we need to associate with them accordingly. And then the question, one might ask a question, how can we differentiate between devotees? That's where, like, you know, like, we seek shelter of the sastras and also the spiritual master. So it is like all these instructions are there in the scriptures to protect us. So, like, I don't see, like, apparent, like, contradiction per se, but it is looking at things from different perspectives.
Yes. There was an example of Allen Ginsberg. He was a homosexual. So Prabhupada told him he should associate with women. So that would be a step above. You remember that example?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's in the Leelamrita, I think. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too, you know. So Prabhupada was always encouraging people to, you know, go up the ladder, you know. Thank you.
Anything else? Mataji, would you like to add anything? Okay, thank you so much for tolerating me. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Kishore Kishore.